State FFA Star Farmer. Thanks everyone for joining us with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. Recently at the Tennessee State FFA Convention, the state's Star Farmer was announced, with Murray Perkins of the Paris FFA chapter receiving that honor.
It was exciting to be awarded with such an honor and to be able to represent West Tennessee and to be able to go on and represent the state and to finally be awarded for something that I've worked hard at my entire life.
Perkins, along with his two sisters and parents, have a beef cattle and sheep operation where they raise registered shorthorn cattle and have recently diversified into freezer beef sales to add value.
I'm a fifth generation agriculturist and have been raised in my family's more than a century old operation. Growing up with my two older sisters, I was always following them to the barn and helping them out with their own 4-H and FFA projects. And so it just came natural whenever I finally had the chance to start showing lambs and cattle and to be able to start my own operation. I have a 38 head cow-calf operation built on primarily shorthorn cattle. I also enjoy showing cattle and market lambs and commercial ewes on the local, regional, state, and national levels.
Murray has been involved in the FFA for 4 years now, but grew up watching his sisters in the organization and says everyone needs to be a part of this great organization.
It's meant a lot, not only in giving me an opportunity to serve as a leader in my chapter and in my region, but also giving me an opportunity to advocate for agriculture and make new friends that are so passionate about the industry. My biggest piece of advice would just to give any and everything a try, because you never know what's going to spark your interest, whether that's another career development event or a leadership development event or starting a new portion of your SAE, but to give everything a try.
Murray is a senior at Paris High School and after graduation plans to attend college to major in animal science, go on to pharmacy school, and have a career in animal pharmaceuticals. Obviously a bright future ahead for this young man. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.